Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 81.
Don't photograph my coffin.
Well, I'm bad at taking photos anyway, so I wouldn't, but we can get to that.
Yeah.
But before that, the obvious question, of course, is how's your week been?
Yeah. I mean, we're recording even earlier than normal.
So I know, right? What day is it?
It's actually Wednesday.
April the 1st.
Yes. So happy April Fool's Day. If you like it, I do not, because I'm very gullible.
It's really silly. And by the time you hear this, it won't be anyway. Unless you're a YouTube member, of which we have to thank a new one for joining us. Who's that?
Murray.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But that still won't be April the 1st, because they'll listen tomorrow, no?
Well, no, because what happens is...
You're going to do it extra early.
Yeah, yeah. I won't wait till Thursday.
Then yeah.
You get it
actually
today.
Actually get it extra early.
Shocking.
Extra early.
Why are we recording early?
Oh, because I am going to the zoo tomorrow with Alice and my sister. So we wouldn't be able to do it in the morning. And then by tomorrow evening, I'm going to be absolutely shattered.
Yes.
So
I didn't think that was fair to you, given your tiredness factor.
Yeah. So we thought we'd do it today. Get in there a bit earlier.
Yeah.
Make sure it's actually a half-decent episode.
Yeah. It's been an alright week though, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been fine.
Yesterday was nice. Today was nice.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, we met Jake's girlfriend.
Yeah, she's lovely.
For the first time. She is super sweet.
And the second time.
And the second time, yeah. So yeah, she's been coming and spending time here. They've been doing some revision, watching films, eating food.
Yeah, because it's holiday now, so.
Yeah. So yeah, to be honest, I'm just glad that they're not having to hang out outside of the house in the cold all the time.
Yeah.
Which they have been for a while.
No longer.
So, yeah, that's been really nice.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's kind of been it. We haven't had anything sort of major, really.
No. I did tell off an Amazon driver the other day.
You did tell him off, yes, because he didn't speak and you got annoyed.
I have this thing where I open the, you know, you ring the bell, I open the door and I kind of stand there and say hello and I have my hand out slightly because usually somebody will put something in it. Yeah. This time that didn't happen, nor did this person say anything. So I figured it was one of two things. One, they rang the bell and ran away like an idiot. Or two, they rested it against the house on the floor, as they do sometimes.
Yeah.
So as I was about to turn to my left to ask Alice, he said something and then I snapped back to him. And he gave me this box. He goes, oh, sorry. I said, I'm blind.
And then there was a second one because I then looked and saw you'd got one package and you were closing the door. And he was holding out a second package. And then I called out to you.
Yeah, that's
hold
right,
on,
that's
hold
right.
on. He's got another one. And then that's when you said, use your words.
I did. And I shut the door in an absolute huff.
Yes, you did.
And this door is very slammable.
Yeah.
So it's good if you're angry.
You were definitely angry.
But I don't understand this. Look, you might have a really boring job, right? But you're talking to people. You're interacting with people. Interact with people. Don't stand on someone's doorstop like a Madame Tussauds waxwork.
Well, just say, hi, I've got a package for you. That's all it has to be. And most of them do, to be fair.
Yeah, 98% of them do.
Yeah.
I have this one guy that says, one parcel.
Yeah.
And he always says, hello, boss, to me. He says, I'm going to take a picture.
Oh, every man.
Yes, our every man. He's brilliant. And he always calls a picture, pitch. So I'm going to take a pitch.
Yeah,
he always... really cool.
Yeah, he recognises all of us. And
he's
really nice.
And then we have our amazing postie, Caroline, who always announces herself.
Yeah, she's really
and says hello
too.
To me. Yeah. But then you just get the one outlier that's just a complete aegis. And I don't know why. Mad.
I don't know.
But
not enough training, maybe.
Very quiet week. I mean, I did teach this amazing student that I teach on Mondays. Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. He's learning logic really fast and picking it up really well. And practicing outside of lessons, which is always good. Some people don't. This one does. Joy to teach. Absolute joy to teach. But yeah, been quiet for me otherwise, I think. I still haven't been back to the piano shop. So sad face for that.
Yeah.
But maybe soon. Right. And I also hate April the 1st. It's rubbish.
Oh, I'm too gullible for it, honestly.
The one thing I do remember is the TV.
Oh.
I won't tell it. It's okay. I won't embarrass you.
I was a lot younger. I feel like I wouldn't fall for that now.
Mm, you were a lot younger indeed.
Yeah.
Back in the olden days.
Exactly. Right, moving on. Before you tell any more or tell any of my mishaps.
Oh, you're all right. Go on then.
Quiz question. So the question was, which animal's fingerprints are virtually indistinguishable from humans?
We got a response, didn't we?
We did. I was just going to say, Tara responded on YouTube and she got it right. What were you thinking it was?
Chimpanzee, I think.
You thought it was a chimpanzee. Yeah, I think most people would. It's actually a koala.
Yeah, that's what she said as well. She got it right, didn't she?
Yeah, she did get it right. So well done, Tara.
I would never have guessed that.
No, I know. So the question this week is, why is the moon not classed as a planet?
Oh, all right then. Astrology.
Yeah, I'm going a bit different this time.
No, astronomy, not astrology. I always get them mixed up, but astronomy is planets. Astrology is star signs.
Yeah.
Which is funny because it has the word star in it, but anyway. Right then. Virtual mailbag?
Yep. So we have another comment from Tara.
Yeah.
Who said, OMG, I get the same question about would I want my sight if I could? And my answer is no, for the same reasons you and Mariah gave.
Yes.
I also cannot control my eyes. And I did have somebody get on my case one day when I was about 20 years old about me not looking at them and how rude I was. It was a camp for the blind. He was an international counselor from Sweden. I basically said, well, obviously you haven't been around enough blind people because there are many of us that cannot control our eyes. He actually did feel bad and apologized. Quite right, too. Like, to call somebody out like that.
In a camp.
In a camp with multiple, if not all, blind people.
Right.
Is
special.
Ridiculous. We then have Tip Ring Sleeve.
Yes, yes, good guy. I haven't spoken to him in ages.
Yeah, that's a really funny name. I was waiting for a bus. It arrived. I was ready to walk in. Someone next to me decided they had to help me get on the bus. I told them I got it. The bus was slightly further from the curb than I expected, and the curb was steeper than I expected. Oh, being frazzled because I had eyes on me, I tripped and almost fell. The guy says, oh, I thought you had it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I can actually relate to that. I experience that kind of thing.
Yeah.
When you have a steep curb and then you have a steep step up, anyway, you kind of have to do like a hop,
like
skip,
a double. Yeah.
Double whammy.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, nasty stuff. There was also one comment on Facebook, you know, on the original post, from someone I can't remember. When I hear their name, I'll know who it was. But someone said, "Oh, too late for this week." But I said, "Oh no, it's fine because." If you grab it.
Yeah. So we had one from Zenny.
That's who it was. My friend Zenny. She's amazing too.
And
she's
said,
a good singer.
Kind of late now. Never too late.
Never too late.
Always comment. But I was given an entire milk carton of holy water to help heal me.
So milk. And because that's quite a thing in some cultures, isn't it? It's
like I don't think it was the milk. I think the milk carton was empty and they put holy water in it.
I see.
That's what I get from that. But yeah.
Well, it didn't work.
No, funnily enough, it didn't.
No, otherwise we'd all be trying it, wouldn't we?
Or not, as you said.
Yeah. You know, just before we start, I just want to say I had a really lovely meal of boneless. Well, actually, they weren't boneless, but they might as well have been ribs this evening. So I'm feeling quite chipper.
That is good.
They were like the best ribs I've had in ages.
And it's nearly lamb day for you.
Oh, don't.
I know. Exciting. Very excited.
I shall start running around screaming.
Yeah.
Lovely. All right. What are we talking about and why?
Talking about coffins.
Morbid.
I know. So I saw an article that was talking about an influencer who had been sort of attacked online, I guess, or people had been commenting on her posts.
Right.
As she posted multiple pictures of different times of herself with her daughter's coffin. And that kind of got me thinking. So do we think it's appropriate to take pictures and share them of coffins, of funerals? Is it kind of, well, it's your family, it's your business? Or do we think it's maybe not tasteful? I don't know.
There's oversharing.
I just thought it was, I mean, this particular case, people were saying that because she'd shared so much of her life on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, she's an influencer, that's what they do. And it was quite tragic. I think her daughter was like 15 or 16 and took her own life due to trolls, which is just horrendous.
Yeah, that's not.
But she'd shared a picture of like the last time she would see the daughter's coffin, I guess, of her next sort of crying into the coffin. And then there were also pictures of her and her other daughter stood in front of the coffin smiling. Now, I'm not saying you can't, like, don't take this that I'm saying, oh, you shouldn't be smiling, you know. It's sort of, you don't know what was happening in that moment, I guess. But people were quite outraged and saying that she was posting it purely for the views. Because most things that she does are for the views.
I think there's another side to that. I'll play devil's advocate. That's usually your job.
No.
Smiling, right? As someone who has lost somebody very close to me.
Yep.
The smiling is to say that things can get better. I think the way that it was presented was not the best way it could have been presented.
No, absolutely. I think it comes with like the posing and everything that was part of it.
I would never pose with a coffin, personally.
No, because I agree with you, the smiling, like you don't know what's happening in that moment. Sometimes you're sharing a memory with someone about that person or whatever it might be. You know, you can't, or not everybody is completely drowning in despair every second.
No.
And that's okay. Like, it's okay to smile. It's okay to have moments where you feel happy when you're grieving. Like, everybody does it differently in that respect. So I don't think that's necessarily the criticism. I think it's more just the sort of posing with it.
But in like our case, we don't want people taking photos around our burial site or whatever it is.
So. And this is where, that's why I brought it to you, didn't I? And I was asking you because although I have lost family members, they've not been like the closest family members, or there's not been an option, either I was too young to attend a funeral, or they, like with my grandpa, he was cremated in France and then brought over, like his ashes. So we didn't have a coffin, didn't have a funeral in that sense. In fact, the one and only funeral I've ever been to is your mum's.
Yes.
So I don't know. I do see.
We still wouldn't do it. We're not going to stand there and take a selfie.
No. I just feel like it's wrong. And I can't even necessarily explain why. It just feels like it's something that shouldn't be done.
It feels cheap, actually, to me. It feels like you're cheapening the experience.
I mean, I have seen lots, not lots, but a few different people post pictures of graves of their loved ones.
I feel like that's different somehow.
In a kind of celebration of that person.
If you've done it up really nicely and you've got like flowers on the headstone.
Yeah, and you want to share that.
And you want to share that. But an actual coffin, it's a bit too close to the source.
Yeah.
By the time they're in the grave.
It's a bit personal maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But you can get some really beautiful headphones. Oh my gosh. Music. Headstones. You can make them look all nice and prettify.
Yeah, people plant flowers and all kinds of things. Yeah, I just think for me personally, it's not something that I would do.
No.
But that's not to say that there's anything wrong with that.
And with cremation, you can't go to be visited anyway.
No, I mean, you can have your ashes scattered and then So yeah. That's what, like, my both my grandparents are scattered in the same place. And so sometimes if I'm at that place, because they weren't technically allowed to be scattered where they were scattered, so we don't disclose that. But, you know, sometimes I go and visit them. But yeah, you don't, if you're cremated, you don't. Although, I mean, some people would do maybe like a memorial. People do benches.
Yeah, benches.
Those kind of things. I don't know. I suppose it's very personal, isn't it? I just can't imagine wanting to look back on pictures that I had taken of any of that particular day.
No.
But then, again, you don't necessarily know until you've been through it.
There was a me giving a speech video taken on that day, but that's different.
That was because you said some lovely words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's different than me standing graveside.
Yeah.
And like, hey, here's an unhealthy selfie. Like, no, that's not appropriate. I'm sorry.
No.
It seems actually, I think the word is crass. To me. Is that your feeling?
Yeah. Just, I don't know, just not appropriate, really.
It's quite weird.
It is weird.
But what did the article, what else did the article have to say? Like, what was their impetus for doing that? Did they ever say?
She didn't say specifically. She was saying that this was the last moment that she was going to share with her daughter. This was at the funeral at the end, and that she was walking away and suddenly realized that this was the last moment that she would ever be close to her.
Right.
And sort of the emotion overtook her and she sort of went back to the coffin. I mean, it's really difficult because she's a grieving mother, and that is just one of the worst things I think you can ever go through. But I think people felt like it was very staged. And that's what people had the issue with, is that maybe something like that should have been a bit more personal.
I think so.
And not put out for everybody.
Like, you know, I record everything, but I didn't record that day.
No. At all. No.
I mean, for one, I was in a shirt that was way too tight around my neck, so I couldn't have done that anyway.
But would you have wanted to? That's the thing.
Not really.
No.
If anything, maybe just like the performances that I did with my dad.
Yeah. But
someone else did get that, in fact. So I didn't have to think about it. I had a lot on my mind.
Yeah.
So, yes and no. But I don't need it.
I think as well, you know, lots of people say about when you go to like a concert. I know this is very different to a funeral, but you know, when you go to a concert or you go to a show or something and everybody is filming it,
yeah,
and it feels like nobody is living in the moment. And I'm not saying that everybody's going to be there like filming a funeral, because that is a bit extreme.
Yeah.
But maybe just being in that moment without thinking, oh, I need to get my phone out and take a picture. Just
maybe it's a sign of the times. Maybe we are all doing social media wrong. Well, we pretty much all are. And this whole coffin fiasco, that's what it is a sign of the times. But I do really believe it's oversharing. And if it's the last moment you'd have with your daughter, why does your phone have to be included in that moment?
Well, someone else took the picture. So I...
Sure.
I guess... No, I'm just saying, like, you sort of have to wonder who said, oh, I know, I'm going to take a picture.
I'll share it. That could have just been kept, right, on your phone in your camera roll for you. It sounds like I'm complaining that someone is sharing their grief and their outpouring. And the other side of that coin, right, and I will try to play devil's advocate again, is that by showing that this is possible, you show it to other people that grief is okay, right? Yeah. So I don't just want to get, like, don't at me.
No, because we're not pointing and, you know, criticizing her. We're saying it's not something that we would ever do. No. But at the same time, we're understanding that what she's going through is incredibly difficult. And if that's how she chooses, to deal with it, then, you know, so be it. It's just kind of an interesting look on how would we feel.
I think, yeah, it feels forced, and I wouldn't want it. You wouldn't want it. And imagine, I mean, horrible thought, but imagine standing there with one of your kids behind you in the ground, and you have taken a picture and then you share that. How would you feel?
Yeah.
How do you think they would feel?
Yeah, it's a strange one.
And, you know, the other side of the coin again is that you can't judge unless it's happened to you, but opinions are allowed. So,
but I can,
I don't say regret that my opinion.
Really don't think I would take pictures.
Graveside.
Yeah, or even in the crematorium or any process of that day.
You might take pictures, but you wouldn't share those pictures.
I don't know. I can't see that I would take pictures. But no, I agree with you. If I did, I certainly wouldn't be sharing them.
No.
I mean, going back to the title, for me, it's okay because I don't want a coffin. No, as indeed. In, I want to be cremated. So that's...
You're the epitome of ashes to ashes.
You're still very much undecided, aren't you?
I've no idea. To be honest, I think I'm scared of being hurt, even when I'm dead. You know, I might feel it in my spirit. Like, oh, you're burning me. I don't want to be burned.
But then you're in the ground.
When I'm older, I might find it easier.
Yeah, but then you're in the ground and there's worms and
true
things.
It's a no-win, isn't it, really?
Yeah. For me, it's more, it's the taking up space. I don't want to, you know, there isn't enough space for everybody in the world to be buried.
No.
I don't want to be, you know.
Another statistic, essentially.
Yeah, or when they start doubling up. Ooh, or worse.
Creepy.
I don't want to end up with somebody else in my spot.
Like top to tail.
Yeah, no.
Like four
that's,
in a bed,
that's
isn't
not
it?
For me.
No, I should think not. That's a good point, as it goes.
But it is something that I think you have to think about and sort of make people around you aware of, so that, you know, you can have your wishes carried out.
The way you want them.
Exactly.
Very true.
It's a very morbid episode. Do you think we need to put like a trigger warning?
Disclaimer. Midway. Well, end of the episode.
Maybe this was you can put it in the... put it in the...
text.
Little, yeah, that's the word. Sorry. It's the end of the day. I've lost my words.
Yeah, well, we did good to record now anyway.
So, yeah, we did.
You know,
we did.
It is what it is. But actually, like, I think this is a very interesting topic. And I think people... You'll have a lot to say.
Yeah, if you are somebody that... would record or take pictures or whatever it might be, whether you would post them or not, like, let us know what your reasoning, response, your really. Thoughts, you know, because just because we don't understand it necessarily now, you know, you could let us know and maybe we'll see the other side to it.
I have tried to see the other side too. You have. I've tried to be good.
You have. Very diplomatic.
It's normally your job to do that.
I am very much a fence sitter.
Which I find offensive. No, I'm kidding.
Just I think it's just because I'm quite an empath. So I kind she of is. Feel sorry for a lot of people. Or I just try, like, I think I see it from both sides most of the time.
Yeah.
So
this one might be harder for you, though. Because loss is different, isn't it?
Yeah, loss is different. And I suppose...
But, I think when I had a major loss, I became more positive, which is weird.
Yeah, you did. You did. You definitely changed somewhat.
You're almost forced to.
Well, I think it just makes you reevaluate things, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I hadn't, I'd just be angry all the time. I don't want to be angry all the time.
Yeah, you made a choice, but I think that's what the grieving process is. it's going through all those emotions. So you can be angry for a while. It's just not sitting in that anger and staying there. It's understanding why you're angry, processing it, working through it, and sort of coming to terms with it.
That's it. Because the week after the, like, everything happened, do you remember I was on tour that week?
You were.
And we also had a program out on Channel 4 that week that she didn't get to see. She knew it was coming.
Yeah.
She just missed it. And I remember I was in a hotel the night it was on, and we were texting each other saying, oh, that bit, this bit, this bit.
Yeah.
Because you'd stayed up late to watch it.
Of course.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So I didn't have time to grieve in the conventional sense. I was just out and around and I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah.
And in a way, I think it was helpful.
You're also not a person that tends to dwell on the negative.
Not if I can help it.
No, you don't. You do get through things relatively quickly. And that's not to say, oh, you got over that quickly or anything at all like that. I just mean that you are not one to, what's the word?
Hold on to bad thoughts. Because I think it can really change you for the worse, and it makes you bitter. And I'm still upset about it. I'm always going to be upset about it. There are so many things that have happened since that she would have loved to have known about.
Yeah.
But I just share them with you and the kids instead. And we share them with each other because it's our lives.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think Jake gets his kind of zen from me. When we were talking about his going to her parents instead of the other way around. Remember yesterday?
Yeah.
He's very calm and collected.
He is. He's my... Mum always says, like, he's so laid back, he's almost horizontal.
Yes.
He doesn't get stressed and anxious about things until the moment.
Yeah.
So, like, with an exam or something like that, it's that moment that he might get anxious. He doesn't have that build-up to it.
Which is good for him, really.
It is good for him. And he always says... It's never, ever as bad as you think it is in your head. Like, ever.
Yeah. And you said that yesterday, too.
He said that yesterday. And that's something which I'm really bad with. And I've been trying really hard to teach Alice. But she is much more like me, you know, with the being anxious and things. So she doesn't get it. But for him, it's absolutely, it's never going to be as bad as it is in my head. So, you know, it'll be all right.
I think I'm forever going to find it interesting how both of our children got the traits of the parent that they relate to the most.
Yeah, it's funny.
It is. We should have asked them for their thoughts, morbid as it is. Just like on a weird, like, what would you do?
Yeah, they probably haven't thought about it, to be fair.
No, indeed.
But, yeah.
Man.
Something we can put to them at some point.
Yeah. But you know what? In these kind of situations, I think however you choose to handle it, of course, that's the way you're going to handle it. But you have to think if the way that you're doing that is not just good for you, but good for the people around you. That's a really important question that you have to answer for yourself, not for us.
Yeah.
You know. But there you go. Give us a story. Gonna need one after that.
Let's go slightly more lighthearted. Over 400,000 Kit Kat chocolates have been stolen in a major heist. As shoppers are warned, the theft could spark shortage ahead of Easter.
Wow.
So this was at the end of March, so it was a couple of days ago, and a huge 12-ton shipment of Kit Kat bars was stolen. 413,793 bars were taken.
That's a very precise number.
I know. It's, I think, a whole huge lorry load. So the stolen truck left the factory in central Italy and was making its way to Poland when it was stolen.
Wow.
And both the truck and the contents remain unaccounted for. So they're still investigating. And the company, Nestle, who own Kit Kats,
yes, Were they chunky or normal?
It doesn't say.
Because imagine how many bars
it might have been a mix.
Is.
I don't know if it was just one type. It might have been a mixture of all different Kit Kat products.
Well, because imagine, right? That number, right, is multiplied by either 2 or 4, potentially.
As in the sticks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is huge.
The company warned that the shock theft has cut a chunk out of its supplies ahead of Easter.
Well, it was a chunk of Kit Kat.
Yeah. And now buyers may struggle to find their favourite chocolates due to the devastating shortage of supplies on shelves. They did say, and I thought this was quite clever in a way, but they said that the bars can be traced by scanning the unique batch codes found on each wrapper.
Yeah.
So this means that the thieves will have to distribute the stolen goods through illicit channels to be resold before they can be found. So if a match is found, the scanner will be given clear instructions on how to alert
authorities.
Yeah, who will then share the evidence appropriately.
So this is like the underground chocolate channel.
Yeah, because surely if they then go and sell them, even if they get sold, you know, then on again, they're then trackable if they get scanned and
yeah. Because it's like everything has a serial number.
Yeah. So when they scan them, it will alert, send a little warning.
That's pretty wild.
I'm stolen.
So no more have a break, have a Kit Kat.
Nope.
Have a break, but don't eat the stolen Kit Kat.
They need to make all those Kit Kats again.
Man, it's going to put the price up as well.
Ugh.
That's so annoying.
I like Kit Kats.
I do as well. Have you been not eating chocolate like a good girl? Because I haven't.
No, I've been eating lots of chocolate.
Nah, it didn't last, did it?
No, it really didn't.
Look, I don't
know. I can't help it. Chocolate is just the best.
It is. Well, let's enjoy some together this weekend.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I got some good eggs, so.
Ah, good egg. You're a good egg. And you also out there are good eggs, even though I don't actually eat the cooked eggs. Just chocolate eggs, that's different. I love those, but you know. Thank you for being with us. And hopefully we didn't depress you entirely with this episode. It was just a bit of a different one, isn't it?
Yeah. I like to mix these topics up, you know.
That's what we do.
Yes.
But leave a comment. Do the like, subscribe, share. Oh my God, I hate saying it. But have a great, great Easter if you celebrate. And if you don't, just eat lots of good food and have a great week.
Eat lots
week.
Of chocolate.
Yeah. At least you can share in the chocolate. Because chocolate's for every time of the year, isn't it? It doesn't matter who you are. Unless you just don't like chocolate, in which case, who are you anyway?
Yeah, that's very odd.
Mad. But I can tell you, I'm going to enjoy lamb on Sunday and you can't stop me. But yeah, until next week, I think we'll just have to say...
Bye. 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 Bye.